On Friday, a three-person arbitration panel delighted Jonathan Vilma, Will Smith, Scott Fujita, and Anthony Hargrove of the NFL by ruling that they could play football on Sunday. The four players, two of whom are still with the New Orleans Saints, had been suspended by Commissioner Roger Goodell in connection with the so-called bounty scandal. Joining me to comment on this news is Michael McCann, director of the Sports Law Institute at Vermont Law School and Sports Illustrated's legal analyst. Michael, what's the nature of this arbitration panel?
So, Bill, the arbitration focused on the extent of powers that Roger Goodell has to discipline players. And the unique part of bounties is that although they relate to conduct and that intentionally trying to hurt people, they have another aspect of them that may not be within his power, and that's specifically the pay-for-performance aspect, so that when bounty players were incentivized to hurt others, it could be construed as a side employment agreement between players and a team. And that's what the Players Association argued, and the significance of that, Bill, is that if it's a side employment agreement, it doesn't fall within the personal conduct policy, and it goes to arbitration. And what today's ruling basically said was that there is an aspect of pay for performance, but Goodell could reissue the suspensions under a separate rationale, and that's that the conduct was detrimental to the league. So it's a mixed ruling, but certainly is a ruling that Goodell didn't want to see.
You have been following these circumstances since Commissioner Goodell suspended the four players, as well as three coaches and a general manager. Were you surprised by the panel's decision?
A little surprised, to be honest. I thought bounties is conduct that's clearly detrimental to the league, that it's not just about a side agreement, it's about the integrity of the game. It's embarrassing the game. And to be frank, I think the league's argument was a little bit stronger than the Players Association's argument. But the arbitration panel obviously disagreed and found that there was enough room there to say that bounties are really side employment agreements.
The ruling will not affect Saints head coach Sean Payton or two of his coaches or general manager Mickey Loomis, all of whom were suspended. Why not?
It doesn't affect them because they don't get the same protections under the collective bargaining agreement. That Sean Payton's employment contract with the Saints dictates that he has to accept NFL judgments in terms of a whole bunch of things, including discipline, and that he isn't protected as a member of the NFLPA. So it really comes down to labor law. He's just not part of the union that got a decisive victory.
Do you feel that this ruling by the arbitration panel has in any way undermined the commissioner's authority or weakened it?
Well, it does in the sense that it's a sign that players and the union will fight against the commissioner, and they're willing to go to court, they're willing to use arbitration, lawsuits, and this may make the commissioner and the league less willing to do these independent investigations without more collaboration with the Players Association. So in that regard, I think it does limit the commissioner's authority. On the other hand, bounties are unique, and that if we look at how the commissioner has used the personal conduct policy, where he is judge, jury, and executioner, it typically involves situations where there's more clear power for him, a player being arrested off the field, something like that. I don't think it's going to change his power in that regard. So as a practical matter, it may have limited impact, but what I think it does is it sends a message that maybe he needs to be a little bit more collaborative with the union.
Michael McCann is the director of the Sports Law Institute at Vermont Law School, and he is Sports Illustrated's legal analyst as well. Michael, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
NFL owner Art Modell died this week. I spoke with Terry Pluto of the Cleveland Plain Dealer about Modell's life and career. You can read the interview at onlyagame.org.